Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Pembroke Animal Hospital. This is Rebecca. How can we help you?
Good afternoon, Rebecca. I think I just received a call from you guys from Brian. It's Pete with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. One moment, please.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Brian?
Yeah.
How are you doing today? It's Pete from Bank
of
Cardiff.
Man, I ain't had time to think about it. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Just trying to finish up the week here, hump day. This is a good time to chat for you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, while I was calling you, I got a few minutes before they put me into another assignment, probably.
I got you. So it looks like you went online, did a web registration a few days ago for some working capital, equipment financing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Just want to confirm a couple pieces of info we have on file, and then I'd be glad to answer any questions, point you in the right direction here.
Okay.
Legal name of the business is Pembroke Animal Hospital, correct?
Yeah.
And is that your DBA name as well, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Perfect. Structure of the business, you S-Corp?
Yeah.
And you've been in business for 19 years?
Yeah.
Are you 100% owner?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. And one last thing, can you just confirm the address on file here?
1316 East Pembroke Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23669.
Perfect, perfect. And Brian, are you a doctor, Brian? Should I, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what's your last name, by chance?
Goodinen, G-O-O-D-I-N-G.
Dr. Goodinen. Perfect. All right, so tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here. You know, is it more equipment-based or...?
Yeah. What we're trying to do is just get some working capital for some equipment we've been thinking about purchasing. And sometimes it depends on where I am. I might, you know, payroll or pay some taxes. But I think it mostly was working capital and equipment.
Okay, perfect. So let's do the equipment first because there are two different programs here, a little bit different on term lengths and paybacks. So for equipment, what are we looking at here as far as pieces go? What kind of equipment?
I'm going to throw out a figure, man, because I'm waiting for some reps to put together some numbers for me. But I was thinking equipment, we were looking at probably like $12,000.
Okay. What kind of equipment?
We're looking at the blood chemistry analyzers. We do a lot of lab results, and right now I'm sending most of that out. So I was like, if I can keep it in-house, I think it would benefit my cash flow.
Yeah, how much money are you kind of spending to outsource it versus, you know, having your own piece in there?
Man, I'm spending probably $2,000 to $3,000 every month out in the lab, which is a lot for my small practice. But we do a lot of diagnostics, so you know, I'm thinking, man, if I can get some equipment in here and do my own thing.
Like it'll pay for itself, you know, within the year, or not this year, but you know, within a year.
You know, yeah, certainly. Sure.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so definitely a good asset to have. And, you know, like you said, you've been shopping around for a little. You're just getting some pricing together, but $12,000 is around a ballpark figure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Do you have a specific vendor you're looking at or a few different vendors?
Yeah, right now, a couple of vendors I'm looking at. I guess the reps are, like, seeing what they can do or what they can offer or what kind of specials they're running right now, so to speak.
Yeah, are there any soft costs associated with it, like you know, installations or anything, or it's pretty simple as far as just
I think that's them. What I'm trying to get them to put in a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I think there are things like, you know, warranties or what you got an option for, one or two or three year warranty, that type of thing.
Yeah, of course.
Or annual maintenance. I think one of the companies mentioned you have those options. So the installation, most of them kind of will come in and set it up at least, they say, free, unless you start networking it to your software.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just shipped over? Are the vendors more local, or is it something that's, you know?
Well, I think the vendors are probably based that actually sell the products elsewhere, but the sales reps, they're local, like here, Virginia Beach, 30 miles.
Okay,
I think
that's
both
good.
Reps I deal with are based in Virginia Beach. It's about 36 miles.
Okay. Do they offer financing in-house there, or?
I think it's what we're trying to look at, too, with all the options. You know, there's something they can do, and sometimes there's somebody that they basically have that they recommend.
Yeah, of course. We work with vendors like that as well, like
yeah.
where their main financier for top, because we do A through D credit, so sometimes we're like the last resort lenders, sometimes we're the first guys.
I hear you.
Pretty diverse in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think when they come with a proposal, they usually say, okay, you know, here's somebody to talk to or that kind of thing. And one of the reasons I looked at Cardiff, I've been getting mailers from you for years. I just never really pursued it. So I was like, okay, I had something in front of me, and I was like, let me see what, you know, what Cardiff might be able to do.
Yeah, of course. We've been doing the equipment for about, you know, 14 years. It's pretty much our bread and butter product. So, tell me you know, a little bit more about the capital side of things now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm assuming, by the way, the equipment we're trying to do as quickly as possible here. It sounds like you're kind of wasting
some
money. Well, just what's your ideal term length on that, and as far as that goes? What are you looking at, more 3-year, 5-year?
Yeah, most of what I've done in the past, it seems like most of them, I had them paid off within a year. You know, of course, you know, I like to take a look at the options. If you got something 2 years or 3 years, certainly it makes you a little bit better on the cash flow in the winter months.
So you want to shoot for the longest term possible?
Yeah, certainly.
And you said you've done this in the past, you know, like what were your past experiences with financing equipment? What is it? How are your rates like? Where's, you know, the monthly payments? Things like that.
I mean, a company that says, hey, we do like 8% of whatever you deposit into the Visa MasterCard account.
Yeah, the Merchant Cash Advance. They're purchasing your receivables.
You know, of course, man. You know how the system is set up. You know, somebody's going to make some money. And the thing is about that, of course, it seems like an option for small businesses, but, you know, sometimes border interest can hurt you.
Well, it's not a fixed cost. So, you know, if you have a really good month, they're taking 8%. You have a really bad month, they take 8%. A lot of people like more fixed costs, but that's more of a capital thing. As far as, like, equipment financing, say, you know, we got you something 36 months on this $12,000 machine.
Mm-hmm.
What are you budgeting for monthly payment on that as far as it goes? Like, no interest is about, you know, $330, so, you know, figure out a little bit about...
I think it's about what we were looking at. I think one of them mentioned I had something, probably $250 a month, but he was going to, like I said, put together the proposal and just email it to me. And usually what I do, man, somewhere between 11 and 1 at night.
Okay.
Sit down and kind of look at things, and kind of go, okay, that makes more sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what one of them did mention, something like, they, you know, we could do it, you know, as low as $250 a month or something, whatever he was recommending.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at more of a longer term here, if you get into the 48-month terms, that's $250, so that makes sense.
That makes sense.
But that's with no interest, so...
No interest, okay, I'll see what
you're
saying.
That's just 12 months, 48 payments. I mean, $12,000. Let's get to capital, though. So tell me a little bit about your projects in that department. What are you going to be using that for?
I think, like, man, you know, I have a facility that basically I'm competing with the big wheels here. I'm probably the last solo practitioner in my city in veterinary medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my background, I come from a single-parent, low-income family. I know America says you work hard and go to school and do all that stuff, and I did that, and, you know, I've got 4 degrees behind me, but I find that I'm still trying to say, so to speak, get that American dream, accomplish that American dream. So
mm-hmm.
what I have is a facility that I used to own, but I sold to a neighbor. And so we were growing. We're trying to look at, till we get to that point, what we can do to improve this facility. For example, I could put in a floor that looks a little better than what was here. I had some work done years back. We put in some windows, had it painted, put in some nice fiberglass columns out front, and that sort of gave us a different image. And then it was a point where I had a sign put up. So we're still trying to do little things like that, you know, put in a floor. And maybe at this point, we're probably looking at, we need another paint job. I've seen a roof leak, you know, those type of things. And then, so, okay, is there anything I need to do in terms of what can I do for my staff? Sometimes, so, okay, what I'm going to do here is let's bump some people's salary up or do a bonus. You know, anything like that sometimes that comes along. Sometimes it'll be I can add a piece of equipment to an anesthetic machine. That makes it more user-friendly for, say, some large dogs that I'm doing orthopedic x-rays on.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, you know, it kind of just varies where I am at that point in time.
Yeah, of course. Do you have a specific figure in mind that you're looking for as far as capital? What would, you know, ideally do you get here?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Let me see. I want to say $10,000.
Okay, no, definitely something within the scope of possibilities here.
Okay.
And you plan to do these remodels and, you know, cleaning up around here? You want, you know, plan to do that as soon as possible? What's the time frame on that?
Yeah. Little things we try to do in the veterinary industry in the winter when it usually, quote unquote, slows down. Sometime, you know, in December has been the slowest month. Mm-hmm. One December was like the busiest month. So it's weird, but
it's hard to predict.
Yeah. So, but that, yeah, that's what we try to do is usually say, can we go ahead and get this done to prepare us for the quote unquote slow months?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt.
Are you, do you currently have any loans out on the business as far as, you know, working capital, things like that?
I think I have one that I got. I mean, towards the earlier part of this year or late last year, and I think it was originally for 18 months, but I think I'm down about $8,000 on that, maybe.
That's your balance?
Mm-hmm.
What was the original on that?
I think the original was maybe like $31,000.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Do you making daily payments with that, or what was your experience?
Yeah, that's what I mentioned about the 8% quote unquote hold back.
Oh, that was a merchant cash.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so, well, if you don't make nothing, you don't give us nothing. So whatever your Visa MasterCards are, then they
sounds like good in theory, right? Oh, I don't make anything, I don't pay. Sounds good in theory.
Good in theory, man.
until you have a good month and they come to collect and you're like, crap.
Yeah, exactly right.
And you're like, you're spending the money in your head before it even comes in, and then they're coming in like,
and they're coming in like
the IRS and taking it from you.
No doubt, man. So I'm telling you, man, both in, and it's like with the actually the one problem I have with this most recent loan is the credit card company. The fees just seem to be really high. And, you know, so it's really like, okay, it sounds good, like you said, on theory, but, man, when you see the bite, the transaction, the debits,
yeah,
it's like, damn, you really can't get ahead of
them. Would you be more open? Ours are going to be daily payment.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely. We do offer weekly. Depends what you qualify for. We even have some monthly programs for some top-tier credit. But as far as, you know, daily payments, it's going to be something fixed, so it's a lot more manageable as a small business owner to say, you know, instead of some 8% or 9%, it's going to be, okay, your payment is, you know, 70 a day. So
yeah,
it's a little bit more manageable as far as, you know, preparing and, you know, kind of seeing what you have in front of you, which
right,
is nice.
Right.
You know, people enjoy that.
Yeah.
How does your credit look like, Doctor?
I think I wouldn't say fair. You know,
fair.
Man,
yeah.
Like it seems like to me, man. Like I said, the economy, like to be
getting harder and harder.
Beat us down, man. And then, I come from a single parent, low income family. I had my own student loans. And then, my daughter started college in 2013. So, man, unless you really hit the lottery or you're doing something really illegal and crazy.
Or you're making some kind of the next bread tie or the new lid that Starbucks is going to use, something like that.
I'll say fair. I'll be honest with you.
I mean, like I said, we're the lender kind of that stretches the whole gap, the whole spectrum, A through D. So definitely going to be able to get you something. And I think for what you're looking for, we definitely have programs set up to, based on your revenues and your credit that, could get you exactly what you're looking for here.
Okay.
Have you approached the banks at all? Who do you bank with normally?
SunTrust is who I approached. I haven't talked to them. Probably 99, a few years after I bought the practice, it was growing. The whole different economy, coming off the Clinton years, I think. Man, I was at that point where I could expand. And so I had an architect to draw up plans and everything. And I thought it was pretty reasonable for what we were working with. That time I owned the property. And so went to the bank and they were like, well, you just bought, you still got your student loan, you got your house here in North Carolina, and you just bought another house, so they wouldn't borrow, man.
Man, and that was before the regulations came down on them,
Yeah, so I'm like, well, I can't do no more boarding here because I don't have indoor-outdoor runs or facilities for large dogs, And I need more space to put in a laundry room so the girls will stop going down the street. It costs more. It's little things like that.
You're outsourcing things that you could do in-house, and costing you thousands a month.
That's totally
understandable.
Yeah. So I'd really be honest. I think I got, I would say, kind of discouraged with that, the conventional banking at that point. And I just never went back to them after that.
Yeah, well, it'll be even harder nowadays, trust me. The 99, they were giving away mortgages like they were candy on Halloween.
I believe that, man.
Mm-hmm. It is profitable. I mean, that's what they wanted to get into.
Yeah,
then
right?
they got in trouble, and now, there's definitely... Now they definitely can't go back there and ask for any kind of business loan.
That's right.
Unless you got that 800 credit score and, you already got 200K sitting in their bank, they lend you your own money on a line of credit, every day.
You can do good. I was looking at that, I go, well, maybe I should call this executive up from Wells Fargo. They're talking about I'm supposed to get $125 million once you leave. Maybe I can get a little. I just need a little piece of that. I don't need the whole $125 million.
Just like 25K would be good here, man.
I go, man, God, take the company with you, man. God.
You'd be surprised that's crumbs, and still that's crumbs to them, Okay, here's a nice parting gift. Take 125 mil.
It's crazy, man. It makes no sense.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It is, man.
Do you have a plan B here, doctor? If you can't get this, have you talking to any other financing companies, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, like the company I'm dealing with now, Bankers Healthcare Group, which is how it works, man.
They come up into the whole healthcare industry. They've got on lockdown, man.
Seriously. And then that's King Capital, and then it's somebody else processes the payments and get their part. They always come out and say, well, look, you pay this down 60% or whatever, and now you're eligible for more funds. Because they're always in line. It's just
They want to give you as much as possible all the time.
Yeah, I want to see what else was out there, you know, because I had to deal with the, a couple of times I've dealt with the Bankers Healthcare, King Capital.
I'm very familiar with Ken. You know, like I said, we've been around for 14 years, so we get to know the people in the industry, kind of who's known for doing what. You know, I don't have anything terrible to say about them. I think we're a little bit more competitive, you know. So. And it doesn't hurt to know what your options are at the end of the day. That's what's kind of nice. Once you get us the paperwork, we can usually issue some feedback as far as maybe some approvals or some numbers in about 24 hours. So it's not like you're sitting on there for a month wondering what your next move is.
That makes sense, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Is the email that we have on file good for you, the bgoodnq81@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's cool.
Perfect, perfect. I'll send you what I need over there. So we're going to do a separate equipment financing app for the chemistry analyzers.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, all on its own. And then a separate working capital loan, all on its own.
Okay.
And it's really easy. I just need like a quote for the machinery, some business bank statements, and a tax return. And no, you did say you have the credit card merchant processing thing. Who can you send over merchant statements as well?
Yeah.
And if you do have a copy of your CAN Capital contract, it just helps us know what your balance is like, what you can afford, things like that.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Perfect. So I'll send that all in the email. You don't have to write anything or remember anything
down.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Perfect. When's a good time to follow up with you? If you have any questions or if I don't hear back from you, maybe Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, I think so. At least Friday by noon for sure.
Friday, I'll shoot you an email on Friday by noon because I know it's pretty hard to get a hold of you on the phone. You're a pretty busy guy.
Yeah.
I know. My mom's a dentist. I know the drill. It's you never know what the day is going to look like.
You never know, man. That'll work, Pete. I appreciate that.
Perfect. We'll touch base Friday at noon.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot. Have a good one now.
You too.
All right, take care.
Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.